Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Welcome to the secret world of Slimming Club's fun size. If your closest relationships are with the staff at the Little Bakery, this is the podcast you need, Victoria. I'm Jo, and with me is my fellow dieter and fan of Little Bakery.
Oh, yes.
Victoria.
Hi.
Producer Paulie's here. Not so much a fan because...
I'm a celiac.
Thank you.
I do like to browse it, though, and smell it.
Just smell it.
It's delicious.
Are you allowed to inhale?
Yeah.
Are you?
That's what he does often, isn't it?
These fun size episodes are with you every Tuesday to help you tackle everyday life between meals.
But first, we have a big question to answer. Are you ready for this?
Okay, go.
Should you have a say on your partner's hair choices?
Whoa.
Okay, so a man has had a beard since before he met his partner. He recently shaved it off and she is not happy about it.
Oh.
She says that he looks like a different person and wants him to grow it back. He likes the change and wants to remain clean shaven for now. Should she have a say over his beard?
Interesting.
Oh, this is a weird one.
Interesting. Where are you, Victoria, on facial hair?
My ex had a beard, actually. Mm-hmm. And he did.
Full beard?
Yeah, quite bushy. Yeah. And he had it when we met and for a long, long time after. And then one day he got rid of it. And it felt, I couldn't look at him.
No, he doesn't. They don't look like the same person.
It wasn't like he was the same person. And yeah. I felt really quite self-conscious being around him because I was just like, it's not you. He did grow it back eventually and it was fine. But I think I understand that I found him more attractive when he had the beard than didn't.
But in case he's listening, you look horrible,
fucking
darling.
Be, Jesus Christ. I'm very much, well, it's his body, his choice. Blah, 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 whatever you want to do. But then I do understand that people have certain preferences and they find what they find attractive.
Yeah.
So, yeah, what about you?
Oh, facial hair all the way.
Okay.
I'm telling you this right now. Every man looks better with at least stubble.
Okay, yeah.
And that
is
a fact.
Yeah, stubble.
That's not an opinion.
I know you feel very strongly
about
this.
I feel strongly.
Joke.
Not a moustache. Let's stop the moustache. Any moustache.
Oh, I don't like a moustache. No.
Let me tell you the story. If I've told you it before, I'm telling you it again. When I went, the only time I've ever seen Adam Levine, Maroon 5,
yep.
live, he had a fucking moustache.
And you're fuming about it, I can tell.
Even he looked at it halfway through the concert. He looked at an image of himself that had came up on the video screens and he went, fucking hell, is that what I look like with a tash? And I thought, you should have thought about this, darling, because I've paid good money. I was happy for him to
go, look at you.
Go shave it off. Leave a bit of stubble.
Come back.
Terrible. Terrible. A moustache, never.
It's like someone's keyed the Ferrari.
100%. I mean, that man is fit as. But not even he can carry a moustache.
Okay.
Horrible. However, stubble to goatee to beard, half beard, bushy, beautiful.
Well,
beautiful.
Producer Paula, have you ever had a beard?
No, I did try and grow one a few years ago. I'm not dead hairy anyway, so but I prefer being clean shaven.
I once saw Paul with stubble and I said to him, fucking hell. Because I was like, oh, hello.
Let yourself go.
I think I may have, I think I may have poured him a little bit too. I think I was like, oh, hello. He was good, Paul.
I think
just so you know, darling.
For your safety, I think you should always shave.
No,
I'm neat. I'm very neat and tidy young man. No. So
young
yeah,
man.
I like to be. Yeah.
Okay,
I'm telling you this, and my boyfriend, he will grow his stubble out and beautiful, and then it gets too itchy. He tells me either that or when mum's visiting.
Oh, okay.
Why? The fuck?
A bit more presentable, isn't
it? That's what he says. It comes from his army days. Shave, be presentable.
Yeah.
And so when mum's coming, he thinks he needs to be presentable. And I said, no.
You need to look good.
Thank you. Who are you trying to impress? Me or my mother? Is what I say to him. And she likes a bit of rough, mum. So it's bloody fine. However, I never stop him, let me tell you, because it's not fair to. But I am very vocal about...
Period.
Very vocal. Period, correct. I am vocal about... because every man... Let's go back to the point. Every man looks better with at least stubble.
I don't know if that's true.
Name one.
Well, I can't.
Name one. Exactly, you can't. That's a problem.
I'm going to go home and do my research.
Fine.
I'm going to do compares.
Yep.
We'll get some polls going.
Yeah.
And we'll see which
one's
better.
You do that. They might look fine without it, but they look better with it. And
that's the key point.
I'll repeat, is not an opinion. It's a fact.
But the thing is, though, this is a disingenuous question because you asked, should you have a say on your partner's hair choices?
After
and that's not
that.
What you mean, okay. Is it? That is saying, girls, should you have a say on your man's facial hair?
And Joe believes that she should.
Because no. if the answer, if the question goes the other way round, can I have a say in how my wife's hair looks?
Well, I'm telling you right now, I have got a few beardy hairs because of my age, and Matt's always pulling them out. So he has a say. He has a say on that. So it should be equal. Let's have an equal relationship.
Oh, should we get some comments?
Some actual comments that are worthwhile.
Okay.
Correct. Laura says, I mean, his body, his choice, blah, blah, blah. But my boyfriend looks about 8 without one and it freaks me out, Slicey.
Yeah.
That is true. Yeah, it does. If you're used to the hair, the facial hair, and it comes off, it takes 10 years off them, there's no doubt.
Yeah, but that's not always a bad thing.
It's not always a good thing if they look 8.
Well, yes, I think if they're 40 and then look 30, I think that's a little bit better. Mercedes says, let's be clear, she's not allowed to dictate his facial hair situation, but if my guy ever shaved his beard off, I'd consider it an act of war.
Correct.
Amazing.
Correct. Jess says, as awful as this sounds, here we go. The main thing I found physically attractive was my now husband's beard. I will always love him, but if he shaves fully, it gives me the ick. Looks aren't everything, but if it's one of the things about him that gives her fanny flutters,
lovely choice of words.
Why would he fuck with that? And
that's a great question.
I think the same.
Rach says, my husband was clean shaven when we met, but now has a beard. He shaves it off about once a year and I hate it. I can't believe I fell for him with no beard.
Oh, my God.
Rach, but it's his face, his choice. I just avoid him for a few days.
Correct, Rach. And that is the correct thing to do. But the thing is, Rach, that's your fault. You set a precedent. You spoke to him without one.
Spoke to him.
Yeah, that should never be happening. Jeannie says, my husband has a beard and has never been clean shaven. Just before our wedding anniversary, he decided to shave it all off without giving me any warning. For the next few days, I just kept looking at him and laughing because he looked like Penfold from Danger Mouse. Jonathan Van Tam.
Yes,
this is Jonathan Van Tam's wife. I don't think he'll shave it off again. And that's right.
Gosh.
Just you act that way, Jeannie, because that's a little warning to him. A little warning.
Yeah, so she was rude and horrible and laughed at him the whole time until he grew it back.
And but she loves him. She loves him. She loves him. It was just bants.
Moira says, my husband is an identical twin. And for the first few years we were married, he had a moustache and his brother didn't.
Apologies for what I said about moustache.
I have to admit, it took a lot of getting used to when he shaved it off because for a split second, I was looking at his brother.
And that's not on.
That's
freaky.
Yeah,
isn't it?
It is. And that's his fault. He's put you in that position, Maura. We're not having it.
You see these videos of like little babies with twins and it's like daddy and uncle.
Which one are you going
to? They're going back and forth like a tennis match because they don't know who's who.
I agree.
Yeah.
But stubble would sort all that out if Maura's husband's listening. Stacey says, my husband shaving off his beard without my written permission is grounds for divorce as far as I'm concerned.
Unbelievable.
Really great. Really great work,
it
everyone.
It is double standards. 100%.
Yep.
I don't know what you... Well, as I've said, he takes the... So.
All right.
Okay. Remember, you can get 3 podcasts from us each week, 2 on this feed and an extra portion on Patreon as well. The Patreon is just £4 a month. The benefits are bigger than ever. A new sticker available to new patrons every month this year. April is Future Skinny Bitch sticker.
Good.
It's a belter. You'll also get full access to our weight loss certificates, a brand new podcast just for patrons every Monday, plus the full back catalogue and free spot prizes. Cash is online. We do a draw for cash as well every single month. Go to patreon.com/secretslimpod or search for The Secret World of Slimming Clubs on the Patreon app.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Right, let's get our next story.
Okay, this is a bit of a random one, but it's based off, obviously, producer Paul bed hopping for a few weeks.
Okay, can we clarify what that means?
All right, he was in an Airbnb with his family for a couple of weeks.
Two Airbnbs,
that's true. So our next story is, where is the strangest place that you've slept?
Okay.
So a man has converted an old combine harvester into a holiday home that you can rent on Airbnb.
How does that work?
I don't know. Actually. I can't even visuals for this.
Yeah. Going in the cab.
I can't even think where I'm sleeping.
I used to have...
Or going to the loo. Always an issue.
I used to love a combine harvester when I was little. I was like obsessed with them. So this would be right up my street. Bit of insight into my childhood there.
We need to Google that. Would you sleep in a combine harvester?
Don't know about the toilet facilities specifically, but it sounds like it's on a bit of a glamping site.
You know, okay.
When I did the private jet for my boyfriend's 30th.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, bit like that, I think.
Very different to a combine harvester.
Very different. But
let me tell you.
Your neighbours, whilst doing the combine harvester on this farm in Lincolnshire, could be waking up in an old tank or an old ambulance as well.
Right. No.
Oh. So different vehicles.
Okay. I'm saying no.
Okay.
Because a tank, I don't know if I'd fit in.
Yeah, that's a bit cosy, isn't it?
Yeah, it feels like I feel claustrophobic in it.
An ambulance,
already.
I feel like I'd be having heart palpitations thinking I'm dying or something.
Hook me up to a drip.
So other unusual Airbnbs you could rent somewhere include a crane in the Netherlands.
Nope.
An igloo in Finland. Yes.
Maybe.
Or a nuclear bunker in America.
Okay, again, no, claustrophobic.
Haven't you stayed in a train, Jo?
Yes, we have stayed in a train. But it was like a full carriage with a double bed in it.
Right, yeah.
So it was not just like, you know, you sleep where the loo is in a normal train. It was an old, real old carriage.
Well, ours was the private jet, but then as you would come down the stairs to get on, it had like a room that was built on, which was there, your bed was there. So you'd still have all the seats on the private jet, and that was like where you could eat and drink and stuff.
Yeah.
But you actually slept in the little... off bit. So.
Oh, that sounds quite cool.
So I wonder if these like have extensions.
Yeah,
on them.
Maybe. Because we also stayed in a carriage in somebody's garden, like an old train carriage.
Right, yeah.
But that added like a full dining room, a toilet, shower, two bedrooms. So,
gosh.
Yeah. It was okay. So, yeah, we have done the train thing, but it was not just a small little carriage. Jeez.
So in these ones I've stayed in the last couple of weeks, we had a cottage that was had you couldn't control the heating.
Oh.
And it was on for like 2 hours a day, nowhere near hot enough, but it had a log burner.
Oh,
and so
lovely.
I was constant. I must have spent over £100 on logs. So
it's like, you become obsessed with it.
To try and just keep it hot. It does smell smoky after a while.
Yeah.
Did they not give you any logs?
Yeah, they gave us some logs, but I just went through them in no time.
Okay.
So quick. And the hot tub that it had, which was really cool, was log fired as well. So to get that going is like 2 hours of constantly firing wood on it.
You loved it,
though.
What
a man.
It was full. It was a good experience, but like, there's no way I would use it if I had one in my actual garden.
You were there for a long time as well. A lot of people only go away for like weekends, don't they? Yeah. A few days.
Mm. Okay, how about the other one? What about this? It was beautiful flat. It looked like a real bachelor pad. The guy you showed me around seemed like a real bachelor guy. Leather sofa, everything, mezzanine.
Ooh,
the
lovely.
Bedroom, beautiful spiral staircase.
Ooh,
but
nice.
Upstairs in the bedroom, the bathroom just had one of those wall divider things. It was the same room.
Oh no, I don't like that. No.
Toilet as well, or just
toilet there, no, bath there. No. I mean, there was a downstairs bathroom as well with a shower in.
Oh, no.
But the divider thing,
no, I would draw the line there.
We're out on that one.
Okay,
if you were thinking of inviting us to that Airbnb? Absolutely not. That's it for this episode of Fun Size. We'll be back on Thursday on this feed and then on Patreon on Monday. But whether you're slimming or sinning, remember,
there's no shame in the game.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.